As you can imagine, a lot of very frantic chaos ensues. The police begin releasing the hostages while the medical team see to Captain Momentum. There's really nothing they can do, so they mostly just cover his body and try to prevent the hostages from seeing it. Still, word's gonna get out. One of the police is probably gonna talk. Eventually, they heft him into the back of an ambulance. They'll take him downtown to get a coroner to look at him. And that's more or less it. All you guys can do is go back to headquarters. When you arrive, you change into your plain clothes there in the garage. But then one of the assistants comes out and says, everyone, Michael would like to see you. He's in the upstairs office.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Tell him we'll be up. Elvis, you can go home.
Home? What? But isn't there something I should do?
Unless you can teleport us backwards through time, there's nothing you can do.
Well, Paul, I mean,
the conversation we're about to have is definitely going to affect him. You could let him sit in through it.
Because Michael is going to want to talk about changes to our current structure, and Elvis knows nothing about that. It'd be a waste of time. It's been a traumatic day. Go home, go to sleep. Or stay awake, thinking about it. Either way, just go home.
Is the company going to keep going? Are we going to stay together? Is that the end of the team?
Hey, look, it's not the end of the team. We have superhero deaths sometimes, and we have plans for those. I mean, we never planned on Captain Momentum to be one of those casualties, but we've got methods and things. We'll be fine.
I just feel like I should be doing something. I'd like to help. I'd like to be doing something.
All right, Flux, listen. There's one thing that you could do that would help us a lot.
Sure, I'm there for it. Whatever.
You could clean the earwax out of your ears so you can listen to me and go home!
Okay, all right. This is not a battle that we want to have for now. Flux, it's okay if you just go home. We'll have stuff for you to do later on. I'll catch you up.
Yeah, you and the whole world's gonna need to be filled in. Look, you're probably gonna get phone calls from the press, so turn off your phone, close your blinds. That anxious feeling you're having, that is the barometer dropping and a storm coming in. Sleep before it hits, so you have the energy to grapple with it.
Well, if I turn off my phone, how will you contact me if you need me?
Kid, there are times when the company doesn't deserve to have your number. If you find that we can't do it without you, then you should panic.
Okay. Well, then I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, fine, fair enough.
We'll see you tomorrow, Flux.
All right, so Elvis goes home, and then Paul and Lowry, you guys get in the elevator and start riding up to the top floor.
You know, that's going to be a pretty traumatic moment for him. I mean, that's not just a murder that he witnessed. That was the murder of Captain Momentum.
It was the death of Rudy.
Who is Captain Momentum?
You think that's where the emphasis is, huh?
No. I mean, obviously not, but, like, this is gonna be big for everybody.
You and I are gonna have different opinions on how it's gonna be big.
I don't even know where the disconnect could be with you. I mean, this is the biggest thing that could happen.
And you're on the top floor.
God, this elevator is so freaking slow.
Hey, be real with me. Are you glad he's dead?
You're asking if I'm glad that Rudy is dead?
Let's not pretend that you don't see the power vacuum in front of you now.
Oh, I see it. And I don't see myself standing in your way, sir.
I think logically we could expect for Michael to take more direct control.
Of field operations?
I expect Michael to be the one who calls the shot on who takes over field operations.
Oh, yes, okay, I see where you're coming from. All right, let's go talk to Michael then. I open the door and I go in the meeting room.
Michael's inside. He barely got himself together in a dress shirt. He's pacing around, looking disheveled, and he goes, "There you guys are. All right, tell me that this is all some big scheme and Rudy's not actually dead."
Michael, when I came aboard, you expressly told me not to lie to you.
Oh, for God's sake. Is this funny to you?
This is a lot of things to me, so let's get to the brass tacks of it, can we?
Oh, well, if you want to get to the brass tacks, my brother is dead, which means that's the end of the Unstoppable Force.
No, it isn't.
I think that what Paul means to say is that the Unstoppable Force is more of a mission than anything. And we're definitely going to be reeling from this loss, but it hasn't changed our commitment to what we stand for.
Where were you guys? I mean, what happened? How?
We don't know. For a second there, it was like we were on Luna Island.
Like what? How do you mean?
I couldn't hear. Balance was off. Everything was all screwed up.
Like you're saying you lost your powers out there? On the docks?
For a little bit. Is Luna still in prison?
As far as I know.
Well, if one person can have Luna's powers, we can't rule out that there wouldn't be a second person who would have them too.
Well, that could be solved by the police. I mean, That's a murder, whoever this is involved with, so that they're straight to jail.
I think if it were a one-to-one situation like Luna, then we would have probably noticed them a lot sooner. This has got to be someone who can turn it on and off.
There's a knock at the door, and then one of the receptionists opens it. She says, "Excuse me, sirs, there's someone from the Pentagon here to talk to you."
"Oh, well, maybe here's our missing link. Go ahead and send him in."
A guy in an officer's uniform comes in. He says, "Hello, gentlemen. I'm Lieutenant Ralph August. I know I've probably caught you at one of the worst times, but I've got some important information I'd like to share. The ship where you conducted your last mission was actually a chartered military vessel. That means that it was carrying military equipment, and one of those pieces of equipment happened to be a prototype weapon. That weapon was, as you may be able to surmise, designed to temporarily inhibit superpowers.
Oh, there it is.
You can make that?
We'd like to deny that we can or that we have.
Well, cat's out of the bag, man. You don't kill the biggest named superhero in the business and then deny that it happened.
No, however, what we could say is that Captain Momentum had a hitherto undisclosed weakness to cobalt, and that Mercury used cobalt-tipped bullets.
That's cute until this happens a second time.
We expect it won't.
Okay, why?
The stolen field prototype came with very limited ammunition, and we're confident that Mercury can't procure more. That's all that I can tell you, but I can say with certainty that this won't be a repeat incident.
That is, until you finish all your field testing.
I couldn't say that for sure.
So just to be clear, if we discuss what actually happened, that's, treason?
I'm afraid so.
Larry, this is why we have lawyers. I don't believe that it's treason if we report that something happened and we all saw it.
Well, I suppose I'm getting ahead of myself. It will be treason after you sign a non-disclosure agreement, and in exchange for that, we're willing to donate quite handsomely to a number of your interests. For example, we'd like to provide financial support to the Freeze Frame Villain Rehabilitation Institute. And because you were afflicted by this project, we'd be willing to bring Unstoppable Industries on board to help with testing and research and development in this particular vein. Getting abreast of this developing technology may help Unstoppable Industries plan for it in the future, which would be a considerable advantage over your competitors. He hands you guys a packet and he says, all the details are in there. You can hand it off to your lawyers, let them read it over, figure out the particulars.
Well, I guess we'll have our Jewish snake lawyer look at it.
Michael cuts in and says, Paul, I know HR has talked to you about this. Just because our lawyer happens to be Jewish and also a snake person does not make it okay to refer to him as our Jew snake lawyer.
I don't know why you're trying to stop me. He should be proud of who he is.
It is never appropriate to refer to our employees by their race, ethnicity, or animal appearance.
All right, we'll send it to our esteemed lawyer, Mr. Snakeman at Snakeman & Associates.
Yes, thank you. We'll look it over. We'll rush through it.
You know, Snakeman has a sense of humor about it.
Well, that is between you and Mr. Snakeman. Ralph says, well, I think that's all that I've come to discuss, so I'll go ahead and get out of your hair. Let us know as soon as you can. And Ralph departs, leaving just the three of you.
Well, as the guy who's going to be taking the stand and explaining this to the public, most likely, I'd like to know what we're going to do. Personally, I think we should take the offer.
All right, now look, if we lie to the public about what happened to Captain Momentum and word gets out, that's it. Public trust is done and over with.
That's strange. I would have expected that you'd be all for lying to the public.
Lowry, I'm all about lying strategically, which means using your brain and not just lying compulsively.
Well, this seems like a no-brainer to me. We tell the public that there's a weapon that disables superheroes, it killed Captain Momentum, and then what do we gain? Whereas if we cooperate, we get access to information about this technology and can plan for it in the future.
What future? Given a weapon that disables superheroes, what future is there for us?
Michael says, I'm actually inclined to agree with Freeze Frame. For one, we're worried about the future of the company, not necessarily the future of superheroes. And for two, we can't really say one way or the other without more information on the weapon.
Yeah, but Rudy built this company on the public trust.
Which you violate all the time by lying.
Look, lying about my own superpowers versus lying about how Captain Momentum died. If you can't see the difference, then I don't even know why I'm wasting my time arguing.
Well, you're also not spending a lot of time explaining why your side benefits us, so...
All right, let me explain. If we don't lie and we tell everyone that Captain Momentum was killed by an experimental government weapon, the government's gonna have to say something about it and we'll all learn a little bit of information. There's liable to be congressional inquiries and so forth. The public will be on our side. Versus if we lie about it and get caught, that's it. It all goes kablooey.
Okay, but that's only the fear of reprisal. That'll still leave us twisting in the wind in the long term because we don't know what's going on with this weapon. If we agree to cooperate, we'll know what's going on with the weapon.
Well, who are we concerned about? I mean, we control, what, 65% of the superhero industry?
Well, what percent of the market would you like to concede in order to give up a clear advantage like this?
Oh, well, now we see where we're worried about reprisals. Honestly, just to hell with the markets in general.
Michael says, all right, come on, if that's your take, then I have to side with Freeze Frame. I mean, I was leaning towards him in the first place, but to hell with the markets is not a convincing argument, especially for the business guy.
All right, fine. We take the government contract. We have our Jewish snake lawyer look at it.
Come on, I have just told
you. Yes, we'll have our company, Snakeman & Associates, look at it.
All right, I'll call him up for an emergency meeting. We'll go over the details. I'll let you guys know if there's any changes. But for now, officially... Captain Momentum has been killed by cobalt-tipped bullets.
Oh, actually, Michael, you know what? I've got a thing. We could tell them that we didn't know that he had a weakness to cobalt in the first place, and the bullets were just coincidentally cobalt-tipped.
Okay, we could go with that. Kimon, your thoughts?
I don't care.
Well, then that sounds good to me.
I mean, like, why pad out the lie? Are you trying to convince people we didn't know he could be killed?
Well, I mean, we don't want people to be upset that we lied. So if we kind of say, like, well, we don't know.
All right, look, if you're trying to spread information and obfuscate what you do and do not know, then you should have more misinformation. Just make sure that nobody can tell what you're trying to say.
I mean, I'm not trying to misinform. I just want it to be clear that we're not trying to mislead people.
No, I mean, you got to create more information. Like, say, well, we're looking into Cobalt. We think he might have had a weakness, but we're not sure. And then later say, well, we're checking to see if maybe it was a cardiovascular issue. Or then say, oh, I don't know, there might have been a poison involved. Every single press briefing, you create new information. And then that way no one can ever really figure out a lead on anything. They don't know what's going on. Then if the truth ever does come out, it's just another piece of information and people don't know if it's real or not. They can't see through the chaos.
That all sounds like... I mean, I'm not going to remember the lies. I think it would be better just to keep it simple.
All right, that's it. I'm going to go. I'm going to go pee blood out of sheer anger and maybe crap myself too. Let me know if you need me. And I get up and leave.
After Kimon is gone, Michael says, all right, we'll stick to the one lie. Cobalt tip bullets. We didn't know he was weak to it.
I'm going to be honest, Michael, I'm a little concerned about how this is going to affect the company's stock. We're looking at, like, what? How big of a drop, you think?
I mean, we're going to have to go over that with the board, probably tomorrow.
I mean, if the company goes under, I'm going to lose my shirt, you know?
All right, and then meanwhile, Elvis, you're back at home with your mother. What are you doing?
He's dead, Mom! He died on my first day! I didn't know he could die!
All right, you tell your mom... everything.
Oh, there's no confidentiality between me and my mom.
Such a good son. And okay, the next day, there is an emergency board meeting, and I assume that, Lowry, you attend that?
Absolutely.
All right, Paul, where are you?
I'm gonna hang out on the roof and drink. Not too much, you know, just a little bit.
You know what, give me an ego roll.
Okay.
Well, you don't have superhuman self-control, so you get a little too drunk.
Ah, good. All the more reason to not come down and just shout at pigeons.
Well, I tell you, these pigeons, they deserve a lot of crap for all the crap they take.
Get out of here, you pigeons! I'm grieving! Stop laughing at me!
All right, Elvis, what do you do when you get to the office?
Well, I go up to the receptionist and I say, excuse me, do you know where anybody wanted me to be?
The receptionist goes to her computer and she says, I don't see that anyone specifically requested anything. If you want to go wait in the Hero Lounge, I can send an email and let them know that you're there. Usually, I assume you guys just hang out unless a crime happens.
Oh, okay. All right. I go to the lounge, and then I call my mom.
Hi, honey. Are you at work?
Yeah.
Well, did you find out what they're going to do about Captain Momentum?
No, I don't know. I'm by myself in the lounge right now.
Okay, and Lowry, the board is kind of asking you the same question. Rumors about the death of Momentum had already begun swirling. They saw that he was taken to a hospital, but no one will say where he went. Word is, he's dead.
While I do regret I have to report the death of Captain Momentum, which hangs heavily on all of our hearts, the brand of Momentum will live on indefinitely.
All right, you kind of blow smoke up their butts, corporate style, until everyone is more or less satisfied. Then afterward, Michael sits down with you about the contract. He says, okay... so I've had Snakeman look it over, we pulled a bit of an all-nighter, and it looks like we've got it set up about as well in our favor as we can. So once we get this over to the government, then at their own pace, we'll have information on what actually killed my brother, and we'll, you know, work from there.
Okay. Do we have any notes or anything for the press when I address the public?
I mean, we've talked about our main points, and I mean, I trust you to play it by ear. You've always done a good job.
Well, okay. I think we've got our path forward, and that's it.
Okay, you check your phone, you see you've got a notice from the front desk that Flux is here.
Okay, looks like I gotta go rally the troops.
All right, you head down to the Hero Lounge, and there's Elvis, by himself, talking to his mom on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it seems like a lot to take in all... hold on, my boss is here, I gotta go, Mom. I gotta go, I love you. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, sorry to keep you waiting. Where's Kimon?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he hasn't come in yet? I've been by myself.
Ugh, no, oh my god. Okay, I go to the phone and I call our security.
Hello?
Hey, have you seen Kimon anywhere? Or somebody who looks like Kimon?
Yes, sir, he's up on the roof.
Okay, thank god.
Well, what's the matter? Are you afraid that he wasn't gonna come in?
I'm afraid I don't know what he's gonna do. Look, you know, we had a fight last night. How about you want to go up and bring him down here?
Me?
Yeah. You know, sometimes in this job, you just have to talk a villain down. And that is literally what I'm sending you to do right now.
So just Tell him that we're having a team meeting?
Basically, yeah, if you can just get him to the lounge. We had a little bit of an argument last night, and his ego's probably bruised, so I don't want to deal with it. He'll probably be more amicable towards you.
Oh, okay. So I go to the elevator, I ride up to the top floor, then go to the roof.
Well, there you find Paul, a bottle of whiskey in hand.
He kept each and every one of you dumb pigeons safe. Day in, day out, he watched the city, and do you ever thank him? No! I take off one of my flip-flops and throw it at one of the pigeons.
All right, so Kimon takes off one of his flip-flops, and with a whoop-crack, the sandal flies from his hand at impossible speeds, collides with the pigeon, causing it to explode into feathers.
And now I don't have a sandal.
Excuse me, Mr. Kimon?
What? Oh, it's you. I thought I told you don't call me Paul. My name is Kimon. I mean, don't call me Kimon. My name is Paul. There is no Kimon.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's not
Mr.
real.
Paul, Freeze Frame asked me to come get you.
You know what there is no what of is Lowry. Freeze Frame is all there is.
Sir, you seem very drunk.
I'm not that drunk. I mean, I only had a shot or two. How much is a shot? How much is most of a bottle in shots?
Well, for most people, that's kind of a lot, sir.
Well, you know what's for most people is grieving. A day of grieving. Would take a day off of work and not going to work.
Are you not working today?
Why are you in today? We should shut down the company today. It should be the national holiday.
I do kind of agree with that, sir. I feel like, you know, a day would be appropriate.
No, you don't even know. You know what? Captain Momentum can't die. It's impossible. Rudy's dead.
Well, sir, if you want to take a sick day, I could let Freeze Frame know.
No, it's fine. I got up at like 4 a.m. I've been drinking for, I don't know. It'll wear off in a couple of hours.
Still, though, I don't think I would hold it against you if you, you know, didn't want to come in. I don't want to come in.
Well, then you shouldn't have come in. But I mean, it's fine. You see me kill that pigeon? I have perfect kinesthetic sense. And perfect, I can see. My vision is great. My ear is everything. I can't be stopped.
So even while drunk, you don't feel dizzy?
Nope. I mean, I feel drunk, but, you know, shove me. I won't fall down.
But I mean, it must impair your ability to make decisions, though, right?
Yep. You got me there.
Right. So it might still be okay if you just, you know, call in sick.
You know, even drunk, I'm still at least 100 times smarter than Lowry's ever gonna be. I mean, you're just standing there looking at me. What, do you disagree?
I mean, I don't know how to weigh in on
okay,
that
right,
in a diplomatic
right.
way.
Mind,
I don't know.
Mind. Forget it. All right, let's go down.
Well, we don't have to. I mean, just
no,
take
you know
a sabbatical.
What? No,
it's okay.
Freeze Frame wants me to be there. We're going to go. I'm going down to the lounge. Come on.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Lowry. So Elvis comes back and Paul stumbles in.
All right, I'm here. Nobody panic.
Oh, my God. Are you drunk?
No.
You obviously are.
Oh, here he is, the master of deceptions, the lord of information.
Oh my God, Paul, today is a day, more than any other, that we need to project strength as a team, and you are wasted.
Larry, did you know that Rudy couldn't get drunk? Once or twice I tried to have a drink with him, and you know what? There's a psychology behind getting drunk, and he would just kind of spoil it, because he didn't get drunk.
Yeah, Paul, he's immune to poison, which means alcohol included.
Yeah, but I mean, whenever there was a function or whatever, he'd have champagne or whatever with you. If you wanted to have a shot of whiskey, he'd drink it. And it always made me laugh, you know, because if you're not going to, it just tastes like garbage, really. Why even acquire the taste? One time, even, I remember I poured him a mixed drink. I was like, yeah, it got a little cherries in it and everything, but it was a man's drink. And he gave me this face. He drank it. It's just like this face. And he hated it. He so obviously hated it. But he drank it with me because he didn't want to spoil my fun. And you know, when only one of you can get drunk, you don't really keep drinking, but he was always there for you. Throw the bottle across the room.
Okay, all right. I think it's time for you to lay down.
Up since 4 a.m.
Yeah, all right, I can tell.
All right, I cooperate. I lay down and then fall asleep.
So is that it? We just leave him on the couch in the lounge?
Yeah. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I mean, like, this is not how I wanted to approach the public. We're going to have to wait for him to sober up.
Well, I kind of get it, though. Look, maybe what if there was just a press briefing where we admit that Captain Momentum is no longer alive and... maybe during the funeral we can show more of a togetherness.
Elvis, that might work for a civilian organization, but you know, if a police officer dies, the police don't just shut down for the day. There's still emergencies and they still have to respond to them. They've got to put on a brave face and go out there. And the same is true for us. If something comes up, We've got to go out there and show them that we're still able to tackle it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to seem callous, but this is the practical truth of the job. The city depends on us. People are looking for us to save their lives.
You're right. You're 100% correct, sir. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You don't have to be sorry. Look, let's just, you know, do our routine maintenance and stuff, get ready to go out, make sure that you're good to go. Maybe nothing will happen today and this will be fine.
Okay. Is there anything specifically I should be doing?
At the moment, no. Things are kind of up in the air. Hold on, let me get on the phone. I'm going to call Michael.
Hey, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, it's Freeze Frame. I'm calling to let you know that Kimon is a little drunk and he's sleeping it off right now, so we're going to postpone the press briefing. Kind of like him to be there for it, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it is what it is. So, I mean, we'll just postpone it for a couple of hours. We'll still have it up today.
All right, well, keep me posted.
Will do. Okay, goodbye.
And all right. So for the next couple of hours, unless you guys want to do anything specific, things are quiet. And then all at once, they aren't. The alarm goes off.
Okay, I'm up.
Are you with us now? How many fingers am I holding up?
Enough to shove up your own rear end. Get out of my face.
All right, that's close enough. Let's go.